We close out our voyage on the Laguna Madre with a look at the economic impact it has on the region. The Gulf in general, and the Laguna in particular, are seeing more and more pressure these days. That is, more people who are coming to participate in her bounty. Professor David McKee is a biologist at A&M Corpus Christi. He explains it this way.
Saltwater sales are booming and freshwater sales are flat. You know, you consider freshwater, what are you going to catch? You're going to catch a bass. You're going to catch a bass. Or are you going to catch a bass? Maybe catfish. Saltwater is so exciting, you just don't know where you are with what you're going to catch. That next bite could be something never seen before by man, a mako shark in Corpus Christi Bay, some deep sea fish that happens to be up in the shallows of the Gulf of Mexico. It's just very exciting. It's very vast. And the fishing public has become very, very sophisticated.
Sid Walsh has seen it too. He sees the broad impact it has on the entire region, from rod and reel to real estate.
Now there's 200 and something guides. I don't know how many bait stands there are all up and down. They just put a multi-million dollar one at the end of Laguna Shores Road. I mean, they didn't waste any money. They did it. They developed the island. All those homes were built by builders. All these hotels, all the way up to the airport and back. You go out there on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Friday night, you'll see boats in the driveways of them. The people that sell tackle. This academy store here in town sells more fishing tackle than any academy, any place.
And these days, whenever people get involved in just about anything, they've got to look the part. They stopped in at their favorite outfitter before they ever stepped foot on the boat.
Everybody, first-time fisherman, has got the shirt. He's got the pants. He's got the hat. He's got the Costa Del Mar sunglasses. He's got the Boga grip. He's got all the top-notch floater-type plugs in all the right colors. You go in, and they're going to tell you exactly what $250 reel you need, what $400 rod you need, what kind of special braided line, which color of plug to throw, where to go throw it, how to work it. And these guys just started.
Amateur or not, that fisherman at that outfitter just kept people employed and stores open. But this is all anecdotal, so perhaps we should take a different view. David Yoskowitz is an economist at the Hart Research Institute, and this guy has a way of making your eyes pop. He'll talk to you about the environment as if you're discussing an industrial complex, and he'll talk to you about business that makes eco-friendly a line on the balance sheet.
Yeah, it absolutely is a different take. It's talking about is the benefits that we get from our environment by the fact that it's just there. You know, that we don't have to engineer or create something to do the work that it's doing for us. And so, my goal over the next few years is to get that word out in the Coastal Bend region.
What he's talking about there is called ecosystem services, and he plans over the next several months to be talking to you about these services in various locations around the region, service clubs, church groups, maybe a multimedia platform in print and on radio and TV. He wants to explain how that quiet little marsh that is your own secret fishing hole also provides significant protection from storm surge and provides filtration services that a wastewater treatment plant could only hope to achieve. But here's the kicker.
And when companies are looking at locating their businesses, one of the most important things is the quality of life for their employees. And you've heard, you know, our city leaders talk about that for a long time. So, you know, to have all the entertainment is important, but also to have the outdoor recreational opportunities, you know, and to have the outdoors or natural environment in kind of its pristine condition so people can enjoy it is extremely important for attracting business and industry. So it's not an either or, you know, it's not either the environment or, you know, the commercial industry. It's both. It has to go hand in hand.
Yoskowitz has a way of making small business, large industry, and the environment one and the same subject. He takes these ecosystem services, turns them into a public utility, and he makes all of us shareholders.
You know what I think it is, Shane? I think it's a matter of what I call creating a vested interest. So having that boater or that recreator or that just citizen of the coastal bend have a vested interest into what happens with their natural environment. And so to be able to do that, you have to connect them to it. If they don't feel like they're connected or they're receiving any benefits or how it impacts their well-being, then they won't have a vested interest. So creating that vested interest is what begins to make changes happen. Just to let people know, hey, this is what's happening here. This is why it's so valuable to us. But I think it's just a start of just letting people know at a very basic level the importance of what we have here.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.